We're holding in the Avnei Miluim and the Afikayam, or maybe the Mesada the Dvorim, B'Ktzora. The Rashash learned Pshat in the Ran that the Yesod of Shtika B'Yom Shomoy is a Maisa Akome. The Yesod of the Parsha of Shtika B'Yom Shomoy is a Maisa Akome. Dahainu. There's one parsha in the Torah of Naforas Nedorim, and there's another parsha in the Torah of Akoma. How you do Akoma? There's two ways you could do Akoma. You could speak out the Akoma, and B'shtike is also a kind of Akoma. Duch Shtike, you also have a kind of Akoma. As they state in the Ran in Daf Ayin Tes, Goli Adaite, the Ran and Samaches Amudalef, Goli Adaite. And I will explain. Lule Aran, you could learn that the Yesod of Shtike is Ibud Aschus. Hashem gave the husband one day to be made for the nether. The day passes, he loses his rights. Hashem gave him one day to be made for the nether, and it's limited to one day. As they, we could have learned Lule Aran, and the Afikayam learns that Chutz from the Ran, is the man who learns like that. That what is Shtike? Hashem gave one day to be made for the nether. It's limited. You have Krishma till Shalosh Shoes, you have Matzah till Alois HaShachar or till Chatzos, and you have Aforas Nedorim for one day. But Voskem and Ton, in the Ran state, not like that. In the Ran state, what is a Shtike? Shtike is also a kind of a Maisa Akoma. So the way the Afikayam understood Lule the Ran, if he would not find the Ran in Ayin Tes and the Ran in Samaches, he would learn Shtike as Ibud Aschus. Hashem gave you a Schus for one day to be Mefer, and if that day passed, you lost your right. And the Ran learned Nishtazay. The Ran learned that it's a Maisa Akoma. There's only one Zach, Maisa Akome. The Shtike is a Maisa Akome. The Akome is a Maisa Akome. This is the way that Afikayam understood. Everyone understood in the beginning. Because everyone understood like that, that the Das Aran, the Yesod of Shtike is a Maisa Akome, came the Rashash and asked the Kasha. If Shtike is a Maisa Akome, as they state in the Ran, so the Rashash understood, Shtike is a Maisa Akome, as they state in the Ran. So frek the Rashash, so how the Ran by yo says that Nisholim ala Hekem is only boy beyoim. But tomorrow doesn't help a Shaila ala Hekem. Why? Because ain't a chenami you took away the Hekem, aber bleib ta Shtike. Frey the Rashash, if Shaila ala Hekem helps, Shaila ala Shtike also will help. What is Shtike? Shtike is also Maisa Akome. So if Shaila ala Hekem helps, Shaila and the Shtike also has to help. Mali Shaila ala Hekem, Mali Shaila ala Shtike. So the Rashash understood Shtike lefi the Ran is Mamisha Maisa Akome. Kepshutai. He has rayas maybe, b'meile. He's asking a simple kasha. Al deran is mechadish that shayla only helps boy b'yoyim. But you can't make a shayla on the hekem lemochas. Because even if you took away the hekem, but legora mishtike. But why I can't make a shayla on the shtike? As they say, I can make a shayla on the hekem, I can make a shayla on the shtike. This was the Rashash's kasha. Beb shvel. Why shayla doesn't help? Shayla will have to help on the shtike. Comes the Afikayam and tells him, I hear you kasha, a good kasha. Why Shaila doesn't help on the Shtike? You understand the Shtike is a Maisa Akome lefi the Ran. So you're asking me a starke kasha? Right, but out the Ran I don't have to say that. Oh, but the Ran is a Maisa Akome, so why Shaila doesn't help on the Shtike? As if Shaila helps on the Akome, Shaila will help on the Shtike. Good kasha. So if I forget, I have four more questions. I have four gemores that the guy never meant to be Mekayim, and even so it's Kayim. Geirushin. Shabbos, Amenas Leminkat, and our Gemara. After the first Akoma, the reason he's quiet is because he can't do nothing anyways. But it's not Raya that he doesn't want to be made for the Neder. So I have four Gemaras that a person is quiet not because he wants to be Mekayim the Neder. He's quiet because it's Shabbos, he's divorced, so Amenas Leminkat, only because he already made a Kiyum. And even so, we see that the Shtike, Fodor Tzach Hashtike. So these are my two questions on Gafi Kiyam. One Kasha, would you yourself ask the Rashash, why Shaila doesn't help the day after it? As maybe Shaila can help on the Maisa Akome, if every Shtike is also a Maisa, Legor Hashtike Akome Belev, Have Akome, so why Shaila doesn't help on the Shtike? Aleph, Beis, you telling me that every Shtike worries because Mistame, he wants the Nether. I have four Gemores, Nishtazei, Geyushin Shabbos, and has to make it an argument. The guy was Shoisek, technically, he couldn't make a Afore, and even so, we call it a Shtike. These are the two Kashas of the Rashash. And to say Loi Plug, like the Stipler wants to say, you can't say. Why you can't say Loi Plug? The reason you can't say Loi Plug was Shaykh the Loi Plug. How you say here Loi Plug? How you say Loi Plug? Shtike is a Maisa Akome. Right? Shtike is a Maisa Akome. Even when the guy didn't make a Maisa Akome, Loi Plug. Why Loi Plug? The Torah wants a Maisa Akome. Loi Plug. The Torah wants a Maisa Akome. The Torah wants a Maisa Akome. Because you could do it in silent, and you could do it with talking. But it has to be a Maisa Akome. You can't say Loi Plug. So I mean, these are the kashas of the Afikayam, and the derech that the Rashash understood, that Shtika is only a Maisa Akome. Came the Afikayam and said, Vaistois Shtika is two Zachem. It's a Maisa Akome. But chutz from that, even when there's no Maisa Akome, like Yerushin Shabbos, and that's the main God, is another thing that happens in the Shtika, is Ibud Aschus. The day passes, he loses a chance. He has a chance for one day. The man of nothing is shver, zog the Rashash. Avada is a maise kiyum, daf chutz ayin tes, as a maise kiyum, daf samaches, avada is a maise kiyum. Aber chutz and a maise kiyum is ibud aschus. The man of bigay ushin is ibud aschus. I mean, as a maker, ibud aschus. Shabbos, ibud aschus. Why else ibud aschus? The man of what are you asking me, Kaisha, why Shaila doesn't help? Avada Shaila helps on the hekem. And Shaila helps on the hekem shabashtike. Aber chutz with the Shaila helps on the hekem shabashtike. Aber chutz from that is the ibud aschus. So if he's nisha and the day after it, you're right that he took away the hekem, and he took away the hekem shebetei chashtike. Say that. But lemaize, he lost the schus. He only has a schus in one day. Alt is glad. This is the plan of the Afikayam. So again, the Vaal Lefin Afikayam, we have three shittas. The Rashash learned shtike is only a maize akome. The Rashash says, Lulei Rashi, not in the Ran, you could have learned it's only Ibud Aschus, but what we could do, the Ran says it's a Maisa Akome, and the Afikayam says it's two Zachen. It's also Ibud Aschus, and it's also Maisa Akome. Sometimes you have also the Maisa Akome. When you don't have the Raya that he wants it, Chot, you have the Ibud Aschus. This was the Torah we said yesterday for Afikayam. And he said it's very, very schwer, the Afikayam himself, two dinim and shtike, heichon shamanu, heichon lomadnu, and if it's the Ibud Aschus, who told the Ran that it's a second din, maybe it's only Ibud. These were the kashas, Loshen Aran, and Ksubis was not mashma like that. Mashma eini sholim al hashtike. This is the problem. So Reb Nochem wanted to say a little bit different. Not two dinim. Shtike za akome, like the Ran says in Ahintes, and the Ran says in Samaches. But the Ran doesn't mean that it's an active akome, it's a passive akome. When a person is quiet, it's not the pshat that he has a das that he wants to be making the nether. And if he didn't have a das, and if he fell asleep a little bit, and he didn't think so deeply, what the Torah is every time, and I'm sorry that he really wants the nether, the pshat is Hashem gave him a krech to be mefer. And he's not mefer, so he's masking to the nether. The fact that he's not mefer, he's masking to the nether. He's masking to the nether. The fact that he's not doing a Maisa Afore, he's masking to the nether. This is also called the Maisa Akoma. So maybe Akoma Belev works. As Akoma, I say I want it, and the Torah is Mechadesh, if you mask him to the nether, this is also called the Maisa Akoma. B'meile. So what it answers all the questions. So we'll say like this. Why Shaila doesn't help? It's very poshut. Shaila helps when I do a chalois. When I do a chalois, Shaila helps. When something is not a chalois that I do, it's not a chalois that I do. I'm quiet, and the melee I'm masking. that you can make a shaila on it. And I will explain more from that. Shaila helps, kiilu adaita de ochi loin adaute. Adaita de ochi, I had a torus, what I didn't mean to do. When I'm not doing, when it's happening me'elof, because I'm masking, b'melech niskayem, and that is no musig of a shaila. B'melech, lo shenaran and ksuves, and shtike lo itehani shaila. And shtike lo itehani shaila. Shtike is, and when I do a hasiyah, you can make a shaila. But when it's happening with my askome, a shaila will not help. So we answered the hashash. No, Epshel Sateret. So it's weaker. But Iker Kashi was, what is Iker Kashi? Iker Kashi is, we have four gemores that state in all the four gemores that even if the guy doesn't have a das to make a maisa akoma, the shtick it works. Geirushin, Amnas Naminkat, Shabbos. The guy was not masking at all. He really wanted to be meifer. Was maskim and done Shabbos. He really wanted to be meifer. What he could do is divorce. He really wanted to be meifer. Amnas Naminkat. The teretz is loyplug. Loyplug, like the disciple says. But we didn't like to say loyplug. Something of Nochem. I didn't like to say loyplug when the Ran learned that the shtick is a maisa akoma. If the shtick is a maisa akoma, so I didn't like to learn loyplug, because in these shtickers there's no maisa akoma. But if the Torah was mechadish that the maisa shtike haskoma shebeshtike is a maisa akoma, so the Torah said, how you know exactly if the guy agrees, doesn't agree? Every time when he's quiet and he's masking, we say that it's a maisa akoma. So we don't have to measure now if Taka, this guy, thought about it and he was masking, he didn't think about it and he's not masking. It's a klal already. When there's a maisa shtike, b'meila is akoma. So today the shtike works, doesn't make a difference what a person thinks or not. So Meile Reb Nochem said, and now we can add more. If the shtike works mitzad eloi plug, so avada and the shtike, you can't make a shaila, because I don't need his das. This is the answer on the Rab. This is the answer on the Rab. While the shtike works, even without the das, like Gerushin, Shabbos, Meile, avada, you can't make a shaila. This is Be'etzem, the Amodas Advorim of the Sugya. This is the Amodas Advorim. I want to go to the second chelik of the sugya. I just want to misakim a second and maybe to add a word or two. So be'etzim we have, what is shtike? If someone makes a sikum, what is shtike? What is shtike? What is called shtike? What is called shtike? Lulei, we could have learned ibud aschus. Lulei l'shoyin l'saran. And the Afik Yam learns, Mistam al Arav Rishonim learn Kepshuta, Ibud Aschus. It's the easiest way to learn all the Sugyas. Ibud Aschus. I lose my Schus. The Rashash says it's a nice Pshat, but the Ran said it's a Maisa Akome. So the Rashash learns it's only a Maisa Akome. Mainly he has Kashas. So why Shana doesn't help? Comes the Afik Yam and says it's both Ibud Aschus and a Maisa Akome. And Reb Nachum says, it's not an Ibud Aschus, it's a Maisa Akome, but it's a passive Maisa Akome. It's not an active Maisa Akome. I just sit and it happens. And this Maisa Akome that happens, Me'elov, and that Shaila doesn't help, and on that we answer, Loipluk. And that we answer, Loipluk. Let me just, I really want to go to the second Chalik. It's a Chalois, but it's not a Asi of a Chalois. Just to have a double sholem, I think it's a double that a person has to come out and I'm also with a double sholem on it. Just to remind you that at two more in Yoni that we spoke, we have to speak. One in Samach Zayin Amud Beis, the Gemara had a tzad that the father could be meifer and the baal could only make a akome. Av lechud the meifer, fideran, and the baal could make a akome. And the Keren Oiro was medayik in the Ran, not only that the baal could make a akome, the baal could make a shtike. Remember, this was the beginning of Zman. The father could be Mefer, and the Baal could make a shtike. We have to know what that shtike could do if. The father has a koyach afore, the Baal doesn't have a koyach afore. But he only could do a shtike. Frank the Keren Oiro, what is the raya from his shtike? He can't make a afore, so this is the reason he kept quiet. What was the Ibud Aschus? We don't need a schus. The father has a schus. How we learn shtike, and now we have to go over again to Samach Zayin and answer how we have a tzad that the father could make the afore and the baal could make the akome. Akome we could hear, he could disturb. But no, the father will make the afore and the baal, so the kirin noyer b'nas haran, will make a shtike. He'll make a shtike. Quiet what? Zaraya is no raya. He can't make a afore anyways. Ibu daschus, ibu daschus. Haskome shu b'shtike, if you have nochem, where is the haskome? This is one tzad that we have to be mevara. And the second zacht, what we said in the end of last week, that the Ramban learned that if you heard the neder miklash kolish and you may for it, and then you yoyresh, you can't be made for the second chaylik because it's already not yom shamoy. Where is my askome? I yelled, I screamed. If it's ibud aschus, it makes sense. I made for what I could, but while I had a shmi and the whole neder, and in the other part, I was not made for, so I lost my schus for the other day. But if it's a maisa akome, a maisa askome, I yelled and I screamed. And even so, the Rabban learns that if Miklash Kolish is considered I heard the whole neder, and if the Baal dies, and then I'm yerish the neder, I can't be made for in the other day. Why I can't be made for in the other day? There's no shtike. So we see that a shtike, he can't even say loyplug. The guy didn't make a shtike. He screamed and he yelled. Ibud aschus. We said luchur is a raya from ibud aschus. This is one part of the sugya. This is our shlame for the yesterday. I want to go to the second chelik of the sugya. It's a very nice chelik, but we have to boy it leat leat. So what steht lo lemais in the ran? Nisholim ala hekem dafka boy beyoy. But tomorrow you can't do it. Tomorrow you can't do it. Because Loigora Mishtike. So the Aloch of Nisholim ala Hekem is only Boy Beyoy. Only Boy Beyoy. Only Boy Beyoy. Tomorrow you can't make a Shaila on the Hekem. The Tur and Simon Reish Lamedalet Paskins that Nisholim ala Hekem is even tomorrow. יש לדקדק אם צורך להישואל ביום שומוי דאיקה למימר דלויגור המשתיקה ומי הוא נראה כיוון שאינו יוכל להופר הווה מכמי שאינו יודע שיוכל להופר שאין שתיקו סוי קיום ומיפר אפילו אחר כמה יומים פסקינס דטור ונעזי we have in תייסס הראש ביוס ננו תייסס הראש The loyke aran. The ran said, "Nisholim ala hekem, dafko boy beyoy." But tomorrow, you can make a shayla ala hekem. Zog the tour, you can make a shayla ala hekem even tomorrow. Now the tour is not negated rashash, because he starts. One side is loygora mishtike like the ran. Not that I don't chap. Why you can't make shayla on the shtike? As one tzad is legor mishtike, the ran is right, it's too late. Oy dilme, no. As a aloche later on in Daf Pei Zayin, if a person never knew the aloche b'aforas nedorim, the guy gets married, never learned Naira Amur also, his wife makes nedorim, then he comes to learn Naira Amur also, and now he knows that he could be made for nedorim. Zog the Gemara, he could be made for, even that he heard about it 10 years ago. Ain't you a dash yesh befirim? You could be meifa. Zog the tour. Here also. You're right that he knew the halachas. But the maisa, he can't be meifa. His hands are tied. So the mele, he could be meifa later. When I say paskin the tour, and the Shulchan Aruch has a tzad to paskin like that. Meish la medalin memtes, Shulchan Aruch has a tzad to paskin like that. That ain't you a dash yesh befirim? Could be meifa even tomorrow. So the mele by us also, you could be meifa even tomorrow. L'chure, the Tur is asking a good kasha on the run. We're not asking the Rashash kasha, make a shayla at the shtika. And that you can make a shayla. But he's asking it's a gemore that this is not called a shtika. Eini yodea sheyesh mefirim is not called that it's a shtika. Here also, the guy never knew that he's mefirim. So what the run will answer? You write that l'gora mishtika. But why is it called a shtika? Why is it called a shtike? Are you any idea she has mefirim? What? The Gemara daf Pei Zayin. Any idea she has mefirim? Any idea she has mefirim? Zola meshale. Zog the tour understands that it's the same. Choshev the tour. I have a rabbi, the tour. The Tur sagt, ומי ונירא, כיוון שאינו יוכל לאופר, הווה כמי שאינו יודע שיוכל לאופר, שאין שתיקו סקיר, ומאפר אפילו לאחר כמה יומים. So the Radbaz came to answer מהצד. The Radbaz came to answer מהצד. זוג דרדבז, זה פשט הזה, זוג דרדבז הזה. What is the פשט? הילכו את הזה ואיני יודע שיש מפירים. את הזה שאיני יודע שיש מפירים, אז הלכו את הרן is wrong? בוא, זה לא יגור המשתיק. It's not called a shtik. את איני יודע שיש מפירים. So the Radbaz answers מהצד. Radbaz says like this. Rav Kiviger says that you're right that he can't be mefer after that comment. What would be if a husband heard a neder Sunday? Sunday morning, 7 o'clock in the morning, he made that comment. He can't be mefer anymore. What would be if 8 o'clock he makes that afore? It's not chal. After 10 days, he makes a shayla and a hekem. So the afore is chal amafreya. So he could have mefer after that comment. So it's not called ein mefirim. Yes, mefirim. Do a for now. Tomorrow you'll go to the chacham and you'll be matirid. So it's not called ein yodeh sheyesh mefirim. Ein yodeh sheyesh mefirim. The guy doesn't know that you can make a for. You can make a for. You stuck with that comment. Make a for now. Later you'll make a shayla and the hekem and that for bichal. Kivayger says and Reish Lamedalet Sivkot Chav Gimel that if a person makes a shayla and the hekem, so you can make a for and it'll be chal and mafreya. Ain't nishalim alei efer. Ain't nishalim alei.
Can you make a
shalom
and make a
for? The Rabbi Kiviger says that if you make a kome and you make a for, you could be nishal and that kome and that for is chal. So mele, what are you telling me that Sunday is ain't yodeh sheyesh mefirim? What are you telling me that Sunday is called ain't yodeh sheyesh mefirim? Yesh mefirim. You could be mefer. Again, the Ran says you can't be make a shayla tomorrow because yesterday was a shtika. Zog the Torah, but yesterday he cannot be mefer. It's called Eini Yodeh Sheyesh Mefirim. So what the Ran holds? So the Radbaz come outside. The Radbaz chesbeinus. I will make a shayla. Be mele mafreya to bichal. So yesh mefirim. Azay zog the Radbaz. Azay zog the Radbaz. Reb Shmuel says that this teretz, it's not a teretz. And if a guy doesn't know the Rav Kiviger Eger, so then back the Ran is right. So it's totally if he knows the Rav Kiviger Eger, the guy. He didn't think about such a chap. He never thought that he could go to the Chochem to make a shayla. Never thought about it. So we have lefaneinu to try to answer the shayla. What is the difference? What is the machlekes, the Ran and the Tur? The Ran says, tomorrow is too late. And the Tur says, it's legora, eini yodeh sheyesh mefir. Zog the Welt, it's a Ran and Rosh l'shitoso. The Ran and Daf Pizayin, Omud Beis, says, why eini yodeh sheyesh mefirim, you could be mefer after 10 years? How, if you have to explain it, how you will explain it? What words you will say? Why ain't you there sheyesh mefirim? You could be mefer after 10 years. So the Ran has three words. Pezayin amud beis. Zog the Ran. Da'akati loy osi yom shamoy. It's not called yom shamoy. If he hears and he can't be mefer, it's not called a yom shamoy. Today he can't be mefer. It's not called a yom shamoy. It's not called a yom shamoy. He can't be made for today. The Rosh and Daf Ayentes Amud Aleph brings down that Gemara and he says, you know why Eino Yodeh Sheyesh Mefirim is allowed to be made for? Shekeivon she'eino yodeh sheyesh mefirim lo yehavi ashtike ke'akome. It's not a maisa akome. It's not a maisa akome. So here's the machlekes. The Ran learns the Ma'alev Eini Yodeh Sheyesh Mefirim. It's not called the Yom Shamoy. The Yom didn't start to click. The Rosh learns not that the Yom didn't start to click, but it's not called the Ma'isa Akomet. It's not called the Ma'isa Akomet. Why? There's no Raya for my Shtika. There's no Raya for my Shtika. There's no Raya for my Shtika. As they say, the Rosh. Meile, zog de welt, here's the nafkamina. This guy by us, in the morning, he heard about the neder. So the Yom Shammai started. In the middle of the Yom Shammai started, lefi de Rosh, lefi de Ram, you write that in the middle of the day he made a Maisa Akome, but he loses his chance, lefi de Afikayam. Or it's a Maisa Shtike, but a loy plug, lefi de Abnochem. Oh, but he loses his chance. The Yom Shammai started. In the morning, 7 o'clock, he was Yesh Mefirim. Lefi de Rosh, the vote is not because the day didn't start it. It's not called a Maisa Akome. And that shtika is not a shtika mekayemes. So if in the middle of the day it stops, it's not called a Maisa Akome. The Mele, the two learn like the Rosh, that any of the Yeshish Mefirim is not a Maisa Akome. So if he made a Akome in the middle of the day and now he can't be Mefer, the shtika is not a Maisa Akome, but maybe he can be Mefer afilu le'achar kabayomim. And the Ran learns, you lose your chance. Ola le'pluk. Now what is the vote of any Yeshish Mefirim? The Yom Shammai didn't start. But here it started. But here it started. We have the same achleikas in Geirushin. We mentioned the whole time in Shir that the Ran says that by Geirushin you have to bring it back in the same day. Because if you don't bring it back in the same day, you can't be meifa because you lost the Yom Shammai. The Rosh in the finale from Budbei says, and by Geirushin even ichziru le'achar kama yomim. Because when she was divorced, he cannot be meifa. So mainly he didn't lose the Yom Shammai. As I said, the Rosh. Again, even if it has to be a meisa. A Maisa. We'll have to live there. There's a Maisa like Yimnochem. Mikol Mekoyim, this is Lechur, the Machlekes, the Ran and the Rosh. The Ran learns that any Yodesh Yesh Mefirim, the date doesn't start, but Mele here it started, and the two learned it's Mitzah that it's not a Maisa Akome, but Mele, it's like any Yodesh Yesh Mefirim, but Mele the Maisa Akome, there's no Maisa Akome here, and Mele Yochel Ofer Le'achar Kamayom. Till here it's glad. Tesis in Ksuba Sayin Aleph is glad and Mistapik in it. The Poisim Animal said how the tool passes against the Ran, the Maisa Tesarosh says Klo Azevi the tool. This is Klo. I want now to go to the next Chelik of the Sugya. We'll start with the Shulchan Aruch. The Shulchan Aruch and Simen Reish Lamedalet Seif Chof Gimel Paskins Aloche. Baal Shekiem Nidre Ishtoi. The Shulchan Aruch Paskins, if a husband is Mekayim the Neder, but the wife, she doesn't have a husband, she could go to Beis Din and they matter the Neder. It's Pashas Atesis and Av Gimel, and Av Chesamut Beis, Meiri and Chesamut Beis, that the wife of Ravina had a Neder, and she asked him to go to the Chochom. So the Shaila is, why she asked him to go to the Chochom? It's the whole Sugi and the Dorin of Chesam Mudbeis. Frank Tesis, why the husband cannot be matter? The more has a Shaila, if a husband could be a shliach of his wife to go to the Beis Din. Frank Tesis, why Ravina had to go to the Beis Din? Why he can't be matter the Neder? One Teretz, in the Nefesh. Second Teretz says, he was already Mekayim. So he cannot be matter the Neder. But he went to the Beis Din. So state in Tesis and Chesam Mudbeis, that a Yisho, even if her husband is Mekayim the Neder, she could go to Beis Din. Zog de Ramo, b'shem de Mordechai and the Marik, she cannot go to the Chochom after the husband was Mekayim the Neder. Yesh oimrim, she'in Chochom, oy shloisho, et yoytis yecholim le'atir acha akome shel Baal. The Chochom cannot be matir. The Chochom cannot be matir. So the Bechaber paskens that the Chochom could be matir, and the Rabo paskens b'shem the Mordechai and the Ma'arik eino yochel le'atir. Zog the Mordechai, the Rabo, this is only if the husband made a hakome. But if the husband was shoysek, she could go to Beis Din. So again, the Mechaber paskens, even if the husband is Mekayim, you could go to Beis Din. Even if the husband is Mekayim, you can go to Beis Din. The Ramo paskens, if you're Mekayim, you can't go to Beis Din. Aber noch shtike, you could go to Beis Din. What is the difference? That, what is the difference? Why, after Akoma you cannot go to Beis Din? And after Shtika you could go to Beis Din. The Mechabel makes sense. Even if the husband was Mekayim, you could go to Beis Din. What are the Shaychas? Because the husband is Mekayim, not to go to Beis Din? But the Ramot Paskins, if the husband is Mekayim, you can't go to Beis Din. But Noch Shtika you could go to Beis Din. What is the difference? What is the difference? Zog de Afikayam, Lefi mi, very poshut. If the husband is Mekayim, it's a chalois. A chalois akome? The nether becomes a starke nether. Shita Mekubetz brings down such words. He says, the tomua, why? Becomes a starke nether. Shtike is only ibud aschus. The Ran learns different. But the Mordechai learned, shtike is ibud aschus. So we have a klore hezbel. This is the Afike Yam's Mehalach. That the Mechaber learns Alamol, you can go to the Chochom. The husband can't disturb. The Ramot Paskin, the husband disturbs. Why Shtika doesn't disturb? Shtika is only Ibud Aschus. The Mele says, if you want to be Choshesh to the Ram, so even after Shtika you can't go to the Chochom. If you want to Choshesh to the Ramot, that after Akome you can't go to the Chochom. And you want to Choshesh to the Ram, that Shtika is a Maisa Akome, so don't go to the Chochom, even after Shtika. That's the last piece in the Afike Yam. This is the last piece in the Afikeya. So, lefi the Afikeya, the Mechaber is kemin dvash. Poshet. After Akom, it's a starke neder. After Shtik, it's only Ibud Aschus. You're right. Lefi the Ram. The Molchit doesn't have to learn like the Ram. He learned Kipshuta. We said Kipshuta is Mashma, it's Ibud Aschus. Ali Gemor is Mashma, Ibud Aschus. No, what Reb Nochem will answer? Reb Nochem read that Shtik is a Maisa Akom. How you learn Pshat in the Ramo? The Ramot didn't mean that after Akom it's a shtark neder. The Shittim Mekubetz says here, what, shtark neder? How it could be shtark? No, music shtark neder. It could be something, could be shtark. Ma pitom could be shtark. The Teretz says, there's a Meiri and Dafches. Marik brings him down. You know why after Akom you can't go to the Chochom? Kol ha-noideres al-das bailo in the deres. There's a loch, when someone is noider al-das someone else, you can't go to the Chochom. Kol ha-noideres al-das bailo in the deres. Mele, when you know there, al das, your husband, you can't go to a chacham. So if your husband doesn't mind, you can go to the chacham. Someone is know there al das rabbim, and the rabbim are not masking that he will go to the chacham, so you can't go to the chacham. So we have two esbeirim and the din, and I want you to be madgish it because I think maybe we could say a chidush otzu. Maybe we could say a chidush otzu. So again, the mechaber paskins. Hakome help you. After Hakome, you could go to the Chochom. The Ramos says, Yeshcholkim, you cannot go to the Chochom, we have to be Choshesh. But only by Hakome, not by Shtike. Mali Hakome, Mali Shtike. So that's a Giham. Here's my Teire. It's a Musik of Ibn Aschus. Forget, they only learned Ibn Aschus. No, the Ram learned too. If you want to be Choshesh to the Ram. But that's a Giham says, here, here's the Ramos, me. It's the difference of Akome and a Shtika. It's Mamash Gibaldi. How you say if you don't want to learn like that, Fikir Yam, that is a Musik of Ibn Aschus? If we don't want to have such a tzad of Ibud Aschus, the Teretz is, Akoma never makes the Nedel Shtark. Akoma never makes the Nedel Shtark. After Akoma is, Adas Baila in Aderes. Adas Baila in Aderes, only if he was masking. Shoyse, even if he didn't know him. He's masking, but he didn't say that he wants it. Adas Baila means that my husband is not masking. But Askoma Shebeshtike, even if he didn't run, so I can know him, I'll leave it to him. Avada the Ramo is right, after Shtike you can go to the Chochom. Till here, it's glad. Glad. Be'etzem, this shita is a Mordechai Ma'arik. The Ma'arik brings down. That this shita be'etzem is not only a Mordechai. It's be'etzem, the Shita Mekubetzes Bayos b'shem Deraem. The Shita Mekubetzes has a new pshat in the Gemara. Nisholim ala hekem, after hekem, you could go to Beis Din or not. This is the suffix of the Gemara. Nisholim ala hekem, after the husband made Akome, you could go to Beis Din or you can't go to Beis Din. Why? The neder is stark and you can't go to Beis Din or not. So this halacha of the Ramah is the suffix of our Gemara. Nisholim alayekem. After I come, you could go to the Chacham or you can't go to the Chacham. This is the suffix of the Gemara. Nisholim alayekem or ain't nisholim alayekem. After I come, you could go or not. And lefi that, what is the maskonos? Agimore, nisholim alayekem. So lefi that, the loikah mechaber, the loikah ramo. We pass it that you could. So some shittas are learned that this is the gemore, and the Reim says, I'll tell you why. Why not? What, the hekem made epis to the nether? The hekem made epis to the nether? Why not? Why not? The Moshul, the Meforesh here learns that it's also the Pshat in the Gemara. But the Pshat in the Gemara will be only Beshutfim. If Nisholim ala Hekim or not. But when Stam a person, for sure, ain't Nisholim ala Hekim. But they learn Pshat that the Shaila from the Mordechai, if you could go to the Chochem or not, does it the Shaila from the Sugya. Nisholim ala Hekim or ain't Nisholim ala Hekim. So now, we have lemaisa back to the halacha. So if we're learning it out from our suga lechu, the halacha would have to be nisholim alayekim. Nisholim alayekim. Only if we learn that the gemara is only be'ave baal, or be'a normal person for sure, ain't nisholim. But if you are gemara, maskoras nisholim alayekim. Avad, if you're the reim, you have to know what is nisholim alayhefer. There he has a whole different shot. I remember the Ran and the Rosh were all busy. Nisholim alayekim, nisholim alayhefer, what is going on? That is a shveri gemara. What is the shaila? What is the imtim tzolayimah? So imamish made a whole sugya. Nisholim ala hekem? Kipshutai. Nisholim ala hekem? Or ain't nisholim ala hekem? If we misakim what we have till now. So we have like this. Shita saram, nisholim ala hekem is only in the same day. The tour holds, you could do it even tomorrow. What we pass in la aloche? Again. Nisholim ala hekem. You could do it after the same day or even tomorrow. The Ran learns only on the same day. Right? The Ran learns only on the same day. The Tur learns even tomorrow. So what do you do la aloche? It's like the Ramah choshesh to the Ran. It could be the Tur is right, but we have to choshesh to the Ran. This is Reish la medalet sif memtes. La aloche. The Ran said only on the same day, the Tur says even tomorrow, choshesh to the Ran. Another la aloche. After a hekem, you could go to the Chochem or not. After the Hekim, you could go to the Chochem or not. What? After the Hekim, you're allowed to go to ask the Chochem or not. The Mechaber passed in that yeah. The Ramah passed in that not. So what to do? So the Ramah, Choshesh to me. Choshesh to that Shita. So La Alokhi, we have two things that we have to be Choshesh. After a Hekim, we don't go to Beis Din. Another Alokhi, Shaila and a Hekim, we only do in the same day, we don't do tomorrow. We Choshesh to the Ram. Zog de Ramo, and here laat laat, I want to go very deep. Zog de Ramo, and Simen Reishla Medalet Seif Chof Gimel was a lady that made a nether and the husband was Mekayim. And we're holding now the day after it. What to do? She made a nether not to eat matzahs. She can't eat matzah. The husband was Mekayim the nether, or the husband was Mekayim the nether. The husband was Mekayim the nether. Now it's the day after it. You have an eitzah to this lady or not? What you could do? Again, she made a nether and the husband was Mekayim. Now she's the day after it. The Ran tells you the day after it you can't make Shaila ala Hekem. She wants to go to the Beis Din. They tell her the Moltcha said you can't go to the Beis Din. You have an eitzah to this lady or not? What is the eitzah to this lady? Again, what is the eitzah to this lady? What is this eitzah to this lady? She made a nether Sunday. The husband was mekayim it. Now it's Monday. She tells the husband, "Please make a shaila." He said, "Well, I'll do a shaila." The Ran says it's too late. She says, "Go to Beis Din." The Ramah said, "You can't go to Beis Din." Zog the Ramah. Reish Lamedalet, can I just see him inside? Reish Lamedalet, Seif Chof Gimel, look inside, it's in page 2. He has an eitzah to this lady. Go to your husband. Go to your husband. And make him to make a shayla and the hekem. And he'll be matir to you. Make a shayla and the hekem. It's the day late. The Ran said you can't do it. Say that. Go to Beis Din. And Beis Din will matir the nether. The Ramos said that not. Say that. Zok the shach. I'm trying everything. I have some. Maybe the Ran is wrong. And if the Ran is not wrong, maybe the Ramos is wrong. So, Bemele, she's mutter. Or read the Ramo inside. V'im eina v'yoyim shonoi yatir gam ken chochom gam abal v'gam achochom. So I'll start with Ramo. V'toiv le'achmir le'inyanim kiyem lo abal she'isho el abal al ha'ekem v'yofir lo v'im eina v'yoyim shonoi yatir gam achochom zog d'shach sivkot l'metes af le'achir yom shonoi isho el abal t'chilo yatir lo gam ken. וישלמה והבעל יוכל לשאול על העקם אף לאחר יום שומרי שמו אין החוכם או שלוי שיכולים להתר לו הרגר לכתחיל אלו הייתי נפשי מפלוקתי יש לעשיס כל מה שאפשר פייג' 2 כל מה שאפשר. So זוג דה רמו, what is the answer for this issue? The answer for this issue is she will do two things. She will do two things, this Isha. She will go to the Chacham. He will be matir her. You're right. Could be after I come, it doesn't help. The husband will make a shayla and the heket. Could be shayla doesn't help. Yeah, but could be Chacham helps, even the shayla doesn't help. So, b'meila, she will do both. So, that's in some other nazach. What mean she will do both? But maybe twice it's wrong. What will happen? She will do both. She goes to the. She's the day after Yom Shavuot. She goes to the Chacham. Maybe Chacham doesn't help after Hekem. She makes the Shaila. Maybe Shaila doesn't help.
When does the Shaila doesn't help?
Azay zog the Shach. Zog the Shach. Try to do the best. Try to cover yourself, Vibikon. So first, tell your husband to make a Shaila, to make a Hefer. You're right. Lefi the Rana doesn't work. Lefi the Tur it works. So what the husband does? Makes a shayla and makes a heifer. If the Ran doesn't go, say, I went to the Beis Din. But the Ramo holds on, let's go. Maybe the Ran doesn't know from the Ramo. So maybe I'm covered. This is the Lashon HaShach. Lo yitzi nafshe yase kol ma she yoichol. Sounds a modern heter. Maybe both are wrong. Maybe the two is wrong. And maybe the Ramo is right. So the two is right, you can't do a shayla tomorrow. And the Ran is right, you can't do a shayla tomorrow. And Chacham doesn't help, but she's left with nothing. Or the Tzirufim. Or the Ramon makes Tzirufim, we never make Tzirufim in Halacha like that. The Tzarif, all the Shittas Leheter. So it's not Derech HaLimud. Zogt Rab Kive Heger and Avni Miluim. Listen carefully. The Shach is a Medrash Pliyeh. The Shach is a Medrash Pliyeh. This eitzah is the best eitzah. Why the eitzah is the best eitzah? Why the eitzah is the best eitzah? Zog Rav Kiva Heger. Why? This person will make a shayla and the hekem. Lefi the tur it works. What is your problem? That it doesn't work lefi who? Lefi the Ran. Why it doesn't work lefi the Ran? Why it doesn't work lefi d'ran? Try. Why it doesn't work lefi d'ran? What is the lashon haran? Why it doesn't work lefi d'ran? Why shayla doesn't help the day after it lefi d'ran? What? The leigoran mishtike. Say. So he makes a shayla. So what is the matzav of the husband now? So matzav a shtike. After shtike, Beis Din help. So now he goes to the Beis Din. It's not to do what you could. This is the answer that covers the whole problem. Bepshuta yeshloim al dali de sheshel al hakome ve'achachom matir einoy tikpuk. Not like the shach says, try your best. Sagt Rabbi Eger, if you're learning this sugya good, Ari, what is the lomdus in the Ram? You're right that Akoma doesn't help. You're right that Shaila and the Hekim doesn't help. Aber sie bleibt der Shtike. Sie bleibt der Shtike. After Shtike, Beis Din help. So he has a Beis Din now. So he's covered. So it's like a Tchile. It's not B'dievet. It's like a Tchile. It's not B'dievet. It's like a Tchile. It's not B'dievet. Mele Frek Rabki Be'eger and Avni Miluim. The Shach says, yeah, this person doesn't have what to do, so the Rambo gave him a answer to try his best. Do a Shaila, do a Chacham, do everything. Now, the Avdi Miluim speaks out, it's not only that the Shach is not right, that it's not to do the best, that Mimonif Shach it helps belong this. So Rabbi Kiveger is an Afkemina Ledech, not the Avdi Miluim, Rabbi Kiveger says it's a big Tzor, the Avdi Miluim Ba'arachova, is a big Afkemina Lemaisel, if you know what I'm saying. I want to ask you, what the husband asked, again, this lady is holding him the day after it, and she has a hakome. Yeah? She's in the day after it, and she has a hakome. So she says, what I will do? What I will do? To make the husband to make a shayla and the hekem? It doesn't help the fidera. I'll go to the Beis Din, it doesn't help Lefi the Ramo. So the Shach says, do both. And Rabbi Kiveh Eger says, it's not time to do both. It works out in Manev Shach. I want to ask you, Lefi the Shach, that the Shach tells this lady to do both. What she has to do? She goes to her husband, what the husband does? What the husband does? The husband, Lefi the Shach, what she does both. So what she does? She goes to the husband, he's nishal ala hekem, and he makes afore. The Shach says to do both. So what do you do both? You go to the chacham, the husband is nishal ala hekem, and then he makes afore. Why? Maybe the tool is right. Then he says, maybe it's not good. So what he does? He goes to the Beis Din, and the Beis Din amater the nether. He goes to the Beis Din, and the Beis Din amater the nether. So he tries to be covered from both. He goes to the Beis Din and he goes to the husband. Maybe Beis Din can be matter after Akome. Say that. Oh, but maybe Shaila helps. Maybe Shaila doesn't help. But maybe Beis Din help. So he tries to do both. Oh, but what is his answer to do both? To make a Shaila and a Hekem and to make a Atore. Because if Beis Din don't help, he made a Shaila. Maybe the Shaila doesn't help. So he went to the Beis Din. Zogt Rav Kiveh Eger Dav the Miluim. If you what I'm saying, the husband doesn't have to be Matir. It's enough that the husband made a Shaila and the Hekem. But made it now it's a Shtike. Now for sure Beis Din help. Be Shleim if the Shach is trying to go to all the Shittas. He says maybe the Tur is right. The Tzad of the Tur is right. So you make a Torah. Maybe the tool is wrong, I will go to the Beis Din. So I do both. To be Yoytza Ala Shittas. You don't have to be Yoytza Ala Shittas. I really feel the way of Kiveh Eger and I have the Miluim understanding Pshat in the Shulchan Aruch. It's not to be Yoytza Ala Shittas. The husband makes a Shaila and the Hekem, the Mele it's in a Matzah of a Shtike, and the Mele the Beis Din could be Matir. And if you see the Avni Miluim, this way the Avni Miluim finishes. ולפי מה שכתבנו אין צורך אפור הסבל אחר שישול על ההקם סגי בעתור הסחוכם לחודה ואפילו לשיט הספויסקים שאין הבעל מייפר אחר שנשאל על ההקם וגם אפילו אם לפויסקים די לחוכם מעטר אחר הכמוזי של בעל הרי אחר שנשאל על ההקם אינו אלה שתיקה וכבר פוסק רמו דחוכם יוכל להתיר אחר שתיקה פרקטר ומדברי לא שנה רמו And the Shach, Mashma the boy tauti. Velani is died, and Yirek Moshe Kasavnu. Zog Dav the Miluim, you don't need the husband to be Matir. It's enough that he's Nishal ala Hekem, and the Melech is in a Matzah of a Shtike, and the Melech is based in Kabi Matir. So why the Shach says, and the Loshon HaRamo, that asked the husband to make a heter and to shayel and to make a heter, and also asked the Beis Din to do it. If the father, the husband was nishal al hakem, so even if it's a shtike, the Beis Din could do it. And it's such a good pshat of the miluim and Rav Kiva Eiger that I think it becomes a kasha. This is the whole shtikel of the miluim. Kiva Eiger says it by us in three lines. The miluim made a whole sieven out of it, a whole shtikel. What is the pshat? After the shayla and the hekem, it's no more a kome, it's only a shtike. For sure, the basin could be matil. It's not the pshat, we didn't know what to do. We told her, try the best. And maybe taken nothing works. Maybe the husband can make a shayla, and maybe the basin can be matil. And try to be the best. No? So it's not try to be the best, it's not tzirufim in the Ramo. The Ramo said, aloch epsuka. So why the Ramo said that the husband will be matir again? If he was nishal al hakem, it's only a shtike. I want to say a chidush. I need a rayas to it. A chidush. I want to ask you a shayla. Why after akome you cannot go to the Beis Din, and after shtike you could go to the Beis Din? You know why? What is the difference? Why after Akome you cannot go to the Beis Din, and after Shtika you could? So you have two esbeirim. After Akome the neder is very stark. After Shtika is only ibud aschus the fida afikayam. If we don't want to learn afikayam, we said. So why after Akome you can't go to the Beis Din, and after Shtika you could? If Shtika is also ma'isa Akome, so we said al fida meiri that val neideres adas bailo neideres, you can't go to the Beis Din. After Shtika, you could go to the Beis Din, because it's not called Adas Bailo in Adas. Klo? I want to ask you a shayla. So again, the halacha is after the Akome, you can go to the Beis Din. After Shtika, you could. So if you're telling me Balabatish, after Akome, you can because it's Chazak, Shtika it's Chalash. So you're right, if the husband took away the Akome, it stays Chalash. So mainly now the Beis Din can be Matir. So you don't have to have both. The Eitzah from the Ramah is Poshet HaEitzah. You do take off the Akome, make a Shaila, the Beis Din, and you're done with Manav Shach. Hadiv Rav Kivu Eiger and Rav Miluim understand Pshat in the Ramah. But if the Pshat is that after Akome you can't go to the Beis Din, why? The reason you can't go after the Akome is because Aldas Beis Din in Ederes. Aldas Ovir in Ederes, if he was making, you can't do it. But B'shtika is not called that he made Akome. I want to ask you a Shaila. I think a svore is kashas. The Ramah said, after Akome, you can't go to the Beis Din. What would be if the husband is nishal al akomosoi? I think he also can't go to the Beis Din. Tell you why. What would be if a isha is nederes al das rabbi? And the rabbi say that they're not masking. Right? So she can't go to the Beis Din. Right? Tomorrow the rabbim changed their mind, it doesn't help. She was neder al das her husband. Her husband said that he wants the neder. It's totally if he makes a shayla and the hekem or not. By him doing a shayla and the hekem, it changes. The shayla and the hekem changes it. So he doesn't have to make a shayla, he can just tell her that he lets. If she made it al das bailo. And the Baal was Mekayim it. So even if the Baal is Nishal al Hakem, she could go to Beis Din. Mistamana, she can go. So Bemele, even if it's a Bia Shtika, she can go to the Beis Din. It's not a Mimon of Shach. They learn Pshat, the whole problem is that it's a Maisa Akome. If you took off the Maisa Akome, Bemele she could go to Beis Din. Bemele, he doesn't have to be Meifa. The Torah says he has to be Meifa. Maybe even if later he will change his mind, the Beis Din don't work. It's Meduik the Ein Zach. That the Shach and the Ramot, they learn Pshat, that after the akome, even if you nishal al akome, she cannot go to Beis Din. She can't go to Beis Din. But meila, this lady has a problem. If she's nishal boy beyoim, so manavshach. If it's boy beyoim, so the father himself could be mefer again, because nishalim al hefer. It's tomorrow, so it's a tzad that he can't do it, and it's a tzad that Beis Din can't do it. So nishach, try your best. Oh, but it's not a mimonafshach. Rav Kiva Egan of the Miluim learned that it's a mimonafshach. If his nishal al ha'ekev is only a shtike, and you for sure could go to Beis Din. As they Rav Kiva Egan of the Miluim understand. And then the shach shtei nishtaze. So the avoyde here is be'etzem to understand the shach. Kiva Egan of the Miluim be'etzem are asking a shtarke kasha on the shach. How the shach says that this lady is not covered mimonafshach. It's leharbois to yoytze ala shittas. Lechu et nizeh ezba.